Even as a young child, it was obvious that he had a special connection with music. At the age of 7, he was learning the piano. At age 12, it was the guitar. And by age 15, he was playing drums. Combine that with a big voice and you've got a winning formula. Michael Painter's in Perth to support Miley Cyrus tomorrow night at Burswood Dome. He joins me in the studio this morning. Welcome to Sunshine FM.
Oh, thanks for having me, mate. What an introduction. You must have been reading my bio.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the trumpets?
Well, I mean, you've certainly built up an impressive fan base over the last few years, but this time around, of course, you're supporting someone else. How differently do you approach a performance when you're faced with a big crowd that haven't necessarily come along to hear your music?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but it's something I really enjoy. I think when I am the headlining artist, I'm actually going to miss being the support. There's something quite I'm a little bit of a sadist, I think. So there's something very, very challenging and appealing to me about rocking up to an audience that isn't there to see you, and your job is to win them over and sort of give them a surprise good time that they weren't expecting to have, you know. But I remember the Kings of Leon said in an interview once that they just plan to do as many supports as possible. Doesn't matter who or what type of music, because you know, in my case, I get to sing in front of 30,000 people that probably would not have bought a Michael Painter ticket, you know, and by the end of it, next show they might. So it's a great exposure to a whole new audience, which I love.
And you're seeing some of them are being won over?
Yeah, well, I'm spending like 2-3 hours at the signing desk every night. I say to people I'm going to be out and meet them afterwards, take photos, you know, sign some things and have a chat. And, you know, and to be honest, I think if there's 100 people out there or something, I'll be happy, you know. And they end up, they're literally, there's cleaners cleaning and the stadium doors are closed and there's still 200 people in the line like at midnight.
So. Yeah. You've got to go home, Michael.
Yeah, exactly. So the people have been so good, and I love meeting people and talking to, I don't like to call them fans, but talking to people, you know. I like to meet them and hear their stories and, you know, have a bit of a laugh with them. It's awesome.
But you get excited about your music too. I see that on Facebook. When you've got something new coming out, it's like, hey, guys, I've got something to share.
Yeah, well, if I'm not excited about my music, how are they going to be? Yeah, no, I tend to try and only work on things that get me excited. So I'm a pretty excitable guy, so it's pretty easy to share that online.
Yeah. It's been interesting, I guess, being that support artist for Miley. And tomorrow night, it's the last show of the tour. How's it been?
It's been amazing, mate. It's been absolutely incredible. As I said, the response from people has been as unexpected as it has been overwhelming. You know, and we're road testing all the new material, you know, in front of the exact audience that's going to be calling the radio stations to vote and buying it, and they love it. So it's just, you know, when you finally, you know, you really feel like you're doing what you're made to be doing, it's a good feeling. I always said that if you can do something that you love and you make people feel good doing it, you're onto a winning combination. So,
and I know that life is busy for a touring artist, but have you actually noticed Miley peeking behind the curtain, checking out your set on stage?
Yeah, she's watched it a couple of times. She watched the whole set in Adelaide, and we got to hang out a couple of times, and we went and had a bit of a chat and a quiet drink after the Adelaide show, which was nice. Just got to sit down, you know, without the ruckus around and chat, you know, and find out, you know, talk to her. And she's just a really normal 18-year-old girl, you know, really a bit of a tomboy, very sweet, very generous as well. You know, she's been brought up with a lot of generosity around her, so it kind of flows out of her. So she's a pleasure to work with.
So that's the end of your support gigs for the moment. Are you looking forward to getting out there again and playing to your own fans, the people that
love your music?
Love
playing to my audiences, and we've got a lot of shows planned for the end of the year, but there's actually a couple of other supports on the go which haven't been finalised yet, but we just plan to tour.
And you can't hint?
No, I can't. I get in trouble if I hit. I get in big trouble. I'm just looking forward to just playing a lot for the end of the year. And we've got two more singles to come and then an album, then hopefully a few more singles after that. So there's going to be a lot of music this year. So bring it on. I'm ready for it.
I mean, Love the Fall was a very big song for you. The latest song, How Sweet It Is out now. What's the feedback been so far?
Well, amazing. How Sweet It Is is the first one that I've produced and mixed and recorded myself at my home studio. So I've got my control freaky megalomaniac hands all over it. So it's very scary when you have that much to do with the song right to the end of the finished product, you know, and then you deliver it and then sort of you sort of close your eyes and cross your fingers and hope that people are going to love it. And, you know, to be honest, I've never really had to back up, as you said, hit song or a big song before, you know. So backing up Love the Fall, it's got to be as good or better. And it's very nerve-wracking. But, you know, it was the number one most added song to radio last week. And just people seem to be loving it. And I'm loving that they love it. It's great.
As a multi-instrumentalist, do you do most of the music on your stuff?
Yeah, I get my drummer. I do play drums, but I've given up trying to drum on record. I drummed on my first record, but I kind of worked out there's people that can, you don't have to do everything, Painter, really is what I kept coming back to. So now I get my drummer and my bass player, who are my live band, who are, you know, the glue to my live shows. They're amazing. So I get them to play the bass and drums, and then I put in everything else after that later.
So when you're performing and you've got the band there, is it kind of, guys, that's not quite how I would do it?
Yeah, I definitely have to resist the urge to be uber controlling. I don't want to become like a Billy Corgan Smashing Pumpkins kind of guy that everybody hates. But you know, I think that the good thing about it is, you know, I do expect a certain level of musicianship and professionalism from a band. And as I said, that's why I've had the same band for so long, because they get me and they're amazing. So I think it's good for them, because they know that they're working with someone who's not going to let, you know, mediocrity get by, you know, because they really have to be on their game. And it's vice versa with me. You know, I'm playing with such good musicians, it helps me to lift my level as well. But I've always got to fight the urge to be very controlling, but I tend to just, you know, tell them if you feel something, play it. Once you've got that trust, you know, it's great. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, our listeners are already loving the song How Sweet It Is, and they're going to hear it again now. We'll play it for them.
Fantastic.
And I guess
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
And yet it's not that one.
That one. Yeah. That's one of my favourite songs of all time.
Did you find anyone expected that was what it was going to be?
I think a lot of people have maybe played up on the fact that it has the similar title. Same title, actually, exactly the same title, let's be honest. No, I don't think anyone's expected me to do a James Taylor cover.
Okay, we'll make sure that they know what it is. Here it is, Michael. It's been great chatting with you. Catch up with you again sometime
Thanks
soon.
Thanks for having me, mate. Thank you.